Okay, so I have a lot of questions for you about Hollywood.
I'm probably the least knowledgeable person, but go ahead.
So you grew up in New York.
Yeah.
And then you worked in Wall Street.
Briefly.
What?
I was a kid.
Happened. So why did you decide to move to L.A.?
You mean and leave Wall Street?
Yeah.
It was like instead of waiting tables, I was a stockbroker in the daytime. Yeah. I never had any intention on staying there. But
what was that like? Like being in a part of Wall Street?
Oh, it's terrible. Oh, my God. It's the worst. What's the worst thing that's ever happened to you, you've ever done? What's the worst thing you've ever had to do?
I had to lick a banana slug at camp.
Okay. That was bad. This is worse. It's like a whole every day just constantly licking banana slugs is what Wall Street to me is.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So why did you decide that this is not for you?
Hollywood is better?
But how did you become an actor?
I always was involved in acting and doing silly plays and stuff, and I thought, I'm going to go to California because I'm probably just a headshot and a resume away from stardom.
Did you really think that?
Yes.
Oh, God bless your sweet angel heart.
I really did. And my mother used to tell me how good looking I was.
You are.
No, she did.
You're a very handsome man.
You are.
I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm getting by. But my mother used to think like me and John Kennedy were like pals. I'm like, Mom, it's not happening. She said, go to Hollywood. You're going to be successful.
And
I'm not.
Right. No.
I'm getting by the skin of my teeth.
Are you kidding?
That's not true at all. I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
Being the lead in movies, you're doing very, very well.
Okay, it's fine. It's all good. It really turned out well. My kids go to nice schools. I got that. Well, they got that. But it turned out well, yeah.
But do you think, when you first came here, when I first came here, the idea of Hollywood being fake. When I would go back to Seattle, which is where I grew up,
right.
I would get a lot of hazing from the very few friends that I had. People would be like, oh, isn't it fake down there? And I grappled a lot with that idea of the idea of does that mean that, what does exactly fake mean?
Right. Well, it's not fake. It's a place where people pursue very specific dreams.
Bleach blonde hair.
I mean, that's fake, but go to where I grew up by New Jersey.
What is going on? I think they're going to surprise you with some kind of chocolate cake.
Cake? Cake?
There's no cake.
Really?
Okay. There's no cake.
I don't eat cake. I don't eat cake. But you know what I'm saying? It's a little sad, Hollywood.
Did you get any backlash from family members when
they laughed at me hysterically?
Really?
I've come from immigrant Italian people. You know, they lay bricks and drive trucks. Then nobody's... I don't even know if this... We can say acting is in the arts. I mean, can we say...
Really?
Is it?
But that is so Italian. I mean, that is, that comes from...
Yeah, well, I mean, southern Italian. I'm, southern all the way down south, farm Italian. There's no...
Well, sure, there's a lot of hard work involved, But the idea of ancient Romans,
right?
The idea of performance is
my family. If you had a pension, you were in good shape. So because they were poor people, you went to college. You're not going to do anything having to do with going to college, and you're going to be an actor. Huh? It was hysterical. Except my mother, who thought I was the best looking guy in the world.
Well, you are.
Love that woman to this day. She still calls
me. So now does your family feel
borrow money from me all the time?
So now they're
no shame.
Yeah, right.
No
shame. Right.
No shame.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So is there satisfaction or is it oh man, is that
With what? With becoming?
Well, the idea that family members are now sort of kind of sucking it a little bit.
Oh, it's kind of gross. And you know, it's kind of, I'm sure you experience the same thing where it's you're the center of attention because you do something that everybody seems to think is really special. So all the conversation is geared towards that.
Right.
And I don't want to talk about, talk about what I'm doing. It bothers my brother. I could see it bothers my sister. I'm what are you guys doing? You know?
But at the same time, all right, so here's, yes, I feel when I go home, we tend to talk, especially like in large group scenarios, we talk a lot about like Chris's career, my career. And on one hand, I get annoyed, but I also get a little bit like exhausted in yeah. terms of, but at the same time, I have very, this is so embarrassing to admit, but little interest in what they're doing. Like,
you're right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Oh, I don't actually.
I know. I don't really care. I know. Yeah. It's sad. It's right. sad. It's why I came to Hollywood and wanted to be
that's
an actor.
That's so gross.
No, it's not because
we're the grossest.
No, I'm
the grossest.
I'm gross, but I'm, you know.
Wait, do you think it's because you feel like the people you interact with now, because you're actors and you're doing very well?
I don't like them either.
You don't like them either.
No.
But you feel like because you're in this position, you can meet people that are more interesting people?
That I like. I like, you know, you go to do a movie, say, about MMA, and all of a sudden right. you're living in New Mexico with the yes. best MMA fighters, and that's a subculture that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
You know, living
right.
with
yeah.
living with motorcycle gang. Dude. I mean, like, that's interesting to
sure.
me to see how people
yes.
live outside of convention. Yeah. But to, you know, I mean, anything. I don't really like hanging out with actors. I mean,
no,
especially
absolutely.
Actors. I joke, you know Sammy Rockwell?
Yeah.
Love him. One of my best friends. And well, he invited me to his house for Christmas once. And I walk in the house. There's like a lot of Billy Crudup and this one, that one. And I open the door and they said, the thing about Chekhov. And I said to my wife, put your shoes on. We're leaving. Because I don't want to talk about Chekhov. Like, that's not interesting.
Well, but wait a minute. What if they said the thing about Chekhov was he was a fucking dick?
Yeah, well, see, then I'm in the conversation. But if we're trying to
I know,
talk about
I
the
know.
Minutiae of what he
did,
you know what I mean? So
yes.
there's
the
a lot. I don't find
yeah.
men. You know who the most interesting people in the world are to me? My kids.
Me?
My kids
oh.
and you. My kids. One of my kids, then you, then the two other of my kids.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm so glad you came over tonight.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. But you know what? Your husband is very similar because his friends are Navy SEALs. He's
right.
got his friends are from all walks of life.
Right.
You know, they're not necessarily actors. He has actor friends as well. But he would, you know, he likes hanging out with people that are not actors.
I'm the same way. And I like physical people. I have friends that are, you know, SEAL guys and are fighters, obviously. And those are the guys I hang out with. Those are the guys I love. They're honest. You know? And they don't care.
Right.
So, I mean, what we
you're
do is
right.
not that interesting.
You're right about, like, the idea of vanity. Because I think, especially with men, like, I love actors. I love them. They're the most fascinating people to me. But you're right about the idea that I think that other men are drawn to not necessarily people that are completely vain.
Right.
They want to explore, like, they want, like,
yeah.
you know, like, the dude.
Or vain at all. I mean, to
yeah.
me, again, growing up the way I grew up in New York with my father, who was a rough guy, it's like any kind
yeah.
of vanity, you know. I mean,
yeah.
I remember the first time, like, I let my hair grow when I was a kid, and he looked at me like, you're going to cut your hair, right? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to cut my hair.
Did you? You didn't want to, though.
I didn't want to. No, I thought I looked really.
And did you?
I loved David Cassidy when I was a kid. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
And he had this cool kind of thing going on. I had
but, yeah.
I thought it was really rocking it,
but
too.
But wait a minute. Did
he
you?
He broke
cut,
me. Yeah.
Did you? You
I
cut, did?
I buzzed it. Yeah, to show him that my
bless
hair
your
me,
heart.
I went, bzzzt. Yeah.
Ah, you were a good son.
Yeah, no, I,
you're
was,
a good
I
son.
Was a bad guy.
Well, listen, you may have been a liar. I don't
no.
know. But I think you're a good son because,
yeah
Chris, my husband, is the exact same way.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
like wanted to prove to his dad that, like, he was, like, the dude.
The dude.
That,
yeah. yeah. That, and by the way, my career in the last 5 or 6 years has become what it is because people think I'm a dude. I'm just a guy, you know,
yeah.
like I'm the guy you hang out with. Or if you need your lawn cut, you'd say, hey, Frank, could you, after shooting, come over and cut my lawn? And I probably would do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
I
could actually
yes,
save
I,
a bit
yeah,
of money.
Yeah. yeah. Would, you need to save some money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Because Gardner is very yeah. kind, but he sure yeah. does cost a lot.
A lot of money. Hundreds of them.
Oh, yay. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to do some, we're going to do a game.
Is it with acronyms?
No, it's a different game. I'm waiting for the buzzers right now. It should be here any second. But there was this...
I was told there'd be no buzzers.
No buzzers. But there was this quote that I... Yeah,
yeah, there's a quote that we want to... That you said. And if you don't mind, because I it's really want to talk to you about this.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
All right.
In Hollywood articles... Do you know where I'm going with this?
No, I don't.
Okay. The age is always next to the actor's name.
Right.
Why do we do that? They don't in Europe... It's not important.
Right.
Here, we are concerned with age. At this point in my life, I'm not going to movies to see the problems that 25-year-olds have. I don't care. I want to see men. Mature, grown men with serious gravitas who you believe can handle a certain situation. And then you go on a little bit. But I want to talk about that as a female because that quote is hugely important to me.
Really?
Oh, of course. I mean, the idea that age,
yeah,
and as a woman in Hollywood, like, men don't necessarily talk about it, but, so I love it that you did, but yeah, of course, I'm 39, I'm terrified of losing something, of, like, people won't hire me, or...
Which is amazing to me, which is really amazing to me, because I see you, and my wife is an actress, too, and she's 46 years old, and... Like you, I mean, you don't, I mean, not that that's old, but you look 10 years younger than that anyway. So,
thank you.
It's, I just don't like Meryl Streep is just turns scripts down all day long
and still a ton of box office return. Like, it's not, there isn't necessarily a definitive proof between like sort of age and, there's, you know what I mean? Like, there's no.
It's for women, it's absolutely obnoxious. I mean, it's terrible. It's awful. You know, I I'm friends with Liam Neeson. We did a movie together and he's 10 years old and he's like 63 or 64 now. The height of his career. You know, I mean, at 60 he did Taken or 59 he did Taken, became a movie star like we know of movie stars, right? And it's not slowing down. And you know, and yet all of his the women on the like they're basically almost girls that he co-stars next to, and you know, it's not his fault, it's the studio,
right?
They want 25-year-old 30-year-old girls to the point where it almost looks a little upsetting.
It does.
It bothers me, and
bothers everyone at this point.
It's a taboo.
Wait a minute. Are you guys serious? Because I really couldn't love you more now.
No, it's
bothers me. I think at this point it just looks weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? Joe Carnahan and I just recently sold a movie to Netflix that we're making in September called Wheelman. And it's me. I'm Wheelman, right? I'm in my 50s now. I'm 51 years old. And there's a woman. There's a woman.
You're good.
There's a woman playing my wife. The names that Netflix and we they just suggested some names. They're half my age almost. Right. And I'm like, I got a 19-year-old son. She could go out with my son, this woman. It's ridiculous. And then I look ridiculous. And what does it say about men? What does it say about our society? It's terrible. Go to Paris. You walk the streets and you see beautiful old couples together. They're dressed elegantly. They're laughing. They're in the cafes with all the young people. And that's, I mean, that to me, that's where I'd like to be.
I want to be there too.
Right. Let's go. I mean,
But really, why is it that sometimes it feels like the studios are way behind what society is actually yearning for?
I think there's an algorithm, there's a thing that they plug in, and there's this guy and they need this girl and
see what sells overseas, and
I don't like saying the word because I have kids. Yeah. I don't know, it creeps me out, that word. It almost seems like pedophilia. I feel like a dirty old man.
I know.
You do?
I know how
could
you feel.
Could we talk off?
We can talk off.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
I mean, I can't imagine being cast as a woman who has a much younger lover. Like really, that's out of the realm of possibility.
It would almost be like, you know what? Harold and Maude in reverse today is acceptable.
Right.
If you think about it.
Right. It's okay to be younger. Don't get carried away where it's disturbing. It's like, right. Come on, this guy's had his double ARP card for 15 years. She yeah. just graduated college. You know, it's
and also because ultimately it feels like, oh, you need to live longer, don't you?
Yes.
Are you? You just need yeah. to like.
Yeah. Also, it keeps our movie stars that are older relevant.
Right.
So
right.
It's business.
So maybe, you know, it's like business. An agency problem.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's work on the system. Fuck those dicks.
You can say that.
Fuck those dicks?
Fuck those dicks. I mean, can I say it like that?
Yeah.
Fuck those dicks.
Oh, my God. That's so good. Okay, yeah. Wait. I'm going to compete with you, all right?
All right, yeah. Fuck those dicks. Wait a minute. That's now you're the exorcist. Fuck those dicks. You're a nut. Fuck those dicks. Fuck those dicks. Dicks. Fuck those dicks.
Nope, no, but God, just give me a second, dear listeners.
Oh my God, that was amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
This is like the best battle dance off ever.
No, it's because she lost the
my mom just texted me.
Oh, wait. Fuck this.
You're my house. Don't you think you
you're
can
right,
beat me?
Right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Honestly,
I'm sweating.
I would say it's a tie.
I'm sweating.
A tie?
Yes.
All right. I think you're being a good host.
No, I think you
but
are.
You
too.
Know
I think
that
she
I'm...
won. I do think she won.
I really want to go again.
Will that really get on the.
Okay, so do you mind if we. Should we call some callers?
No, we're going to have a game first.
Oh, yeah, game
first.
Then
we're going to call a couple
people. If people say mean things, can I say mean things back?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but, well, yes, of course you can. Yes.
All right.
I mean, if they call me, like, asshole. Like,
oh, they would never
you.
Do that.
They won't call.
We
no,
have
this
really,
is,
we have the nicest people.
You know what? We're just going to have.
You haven't hung out with me.
We're going to have people call up with, they need relationship advice.
Fucked up. Okay, relationship advice?
Yeah.
I am
yeah.
fucking great.
I know you are.
I know you are.
That's
I've been married.
Chelsea
been
Handler with, told us that.
I've been with my wife for 20 years. I know everything about relationships.
So, yes.
And we have, we've had a marriage counselor for half of those years.
This is going to be amazing.
Just for tune-ups.
And I have
just for tune-ups.
I have two callers.
Yeah.
You've
got beautiful eyes.
Doesn't he?
Who
Thank
are
you
these
so
guys?
Much.
Jesus.
I know.
This is uncomfortable. I'm so flattered right now.
I'm uncomfortable.
Mike, you and I have beautiful eyes, apparently. Frank Grillo.
Sweating. Anyway.
Okay, we're going to play a quick game before we get to the callers.
Yeah, we are.
The game is called MMA Star or Porn Star.
I love this game.
Yes. You're going to pick a buzzer. Pick one of these buzzers. Cassie brought these over. One of them shakes.
Yeah.
And the other one squeezes.
The mouth.
Okay.
I'll do that one.
You want that one? Sorry. You're going to do the one that shakes, okay?
Oh, God, I'm so losing.
All right.
Fuck.
So what do I do when I get the answer? I do that?
Yeah. That's how you buzz in.
Okay.
All right? So it's very simple. I'm going to read the name, and the first person is going to buzz in. They'll be able to guess. You'll have to guess if it's either an MMA star or a porn star.
Oh, you're dead.
Fuck right. you.
No, because I love porn and MMA.
And you know what? I feel confused about both.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
First question. Here we go. We're going to do this quickly.
Yeah.
Fernando Arriola.
MMA star.
Wait. Hold on. Okay. You.
No, Frank
you
got it.
Frank got it first.
Yeah, totally got it.
And you're saying MMA star? You're correct. Next question. The Sledgehammer. Frank.
Porn star.
Porn star is correct.
What?
You need to buzz in. It's a 50-50. You need to just
you
buzz in.
You want to go
in.
Back to the acronym game?
Who's the sledgehammer porn star? Now, does he come over to your house and sledgeham you?
Yes, he probably does. He can for it's more
does
money.
Does he work under
it's
a like contractor? A or?
No, it's like a masseuse. You can go to him and pay a certain amount, but if they come to you, I think I heard this, that you have to pay a little bit more because, you know, travel.
So just
travel expenses.
So he will sledgeham.
He will sledgehammer you.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I've been dying to be sledgehammed.
Why don't you look up at me when I'm talking?
Yeah. Mike, look
it's
up.
It's the worst game sim. Totally.
Number three, Kanako Takashita.
Oh, MMA.
MMA. It's, wow, Anna, you just buzz in. Just buzz in.
I don't even have a buzz.
Just shake it. You're doing fine right there. Just shake the thing.
Guys, I am a champion.
Number okay, you're winning 3-0, by the way. Question four, Lexington Steel.
Forward start.
4-0. Next one, The Smashing Machine.
MMA star.
MMA star is correct. It's 5-0. This is ridiculous. All right, next one, Justin Slayer.
MMA star.
No, the answer is...
A porn star.
You got one.
Next one. Shane.
You know what? I'm going to Google that.
You want
later.
You think
challenge.
Justin Slayer might be an MMA star?
I think he might
okay,
be.
Okay, all right. Well, Cassie's looking it up right now for us. No, okay.
The next one,
we'll keep going. Shane Diesel. Yes.
Porn star.
Porn star is correct.
Wait, male or female?
Shane sounds like a male porn star.
Shane is male?
Yeah.
And I believe Asian.
Okay.
Shane Diesel is Asian?
We're going to explore this later.
We'll Google it.
Next one, The Mexicutioner.
Porn star.
No, MMA. Anna gets it.
Why do I get it? Yeah. I didn't even call in.
So wait a minute.
I'm still mystified at how you know about the diesel
because
business.
She shouldn't get it, bro.
Yeah, I shouldn't get it.
See, I shouldn't get it, but
it's
she
true.
Shouldn't get
it's
it.
So
but
true.
Here's
it's
the thing.
True.
Make
it's then the whole game is
it's
about
so
who buzzes in for. Okay, so she, you have to earn it then?
Yep.
I always thought in games.
Fine. You have to earn it.
No,
you're already destroying her.
You can
have it. This is the only way she's going to catch up. This is the only way she's going to catch up.
Charity.
You got it. You got it. No, you got it.
I got it.
No,
next three.
Fuck you. No, I don't need a charity.
Can we just see? No, because I really feel bad. Now.
Well, this guy
came to your house. Oh, by the way, that
you
is
think
a great color.
That I need.
That's
you
a
think
great
that
color
I need this
wall?
Win?
Would you tell me what color that is?
Fuck you. I don't need this win.
You need the win.
I don't need this
I'm not going
to
say anything. I'm silent for three. I'm
for the right. Ready? Next one. Kid Jamaica.
MMA star.
Wrong.
Just say something.
Anna?
Porn star.
So we're going to give it to her. It's 6-3.
I would Google
6-3.
That as well because I believe there might be an MMA star who does porn. I don't
know. Cassie. Okay, now round two. Round two, it's either MMA move or sexual position. It's the same thing. You're going to guess if it's either
MMA move or sexual
position. And if you don't know what the sexual position is and you want me to read or give you the definition, I will do that. But I can tell you right now, I'm going to warn you right now, some of them may get a little bit graphic if you ask for the definition. But the first one is... The Twister.
That is MMA.
Anna.
This is when a girl mounts on top of you and she slowly twists around or quickly twists around on top of you, cowgirl style.
That's incorrect.
It's an MMA
move. MMA move. You're absolutely right about that. It's now 7-3. The next question is the Canadian Jackhammer.
That is a sexual porn move.
You were absolutely. Do you know what it is?
What?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
It's when you're on top of but the other way, and so you kind of it's going on an angle back up in, and then
wait. So are we talking cowgirl? Where are we?
You're that way, and
wait, I'm that way. What do you mean I'm that way? I'm like sitting.
Your husband's the other way.
So I am. So reverse cowgirl.
Reverse. Is that what?
I thought that's what I thought.
Reverse. Wait. So you're not saying it's reverse cowgirl, but you're wrong. Either way, you're wrong. The answer is you're 69ing a girl while you're standing, and when you're about to ejaculate, when you're about to ejaculate, you drop her on her head.
That's what I'm saying. Guys.
You didn't say that.
Guys, back me here. I was about to until you cut me off. That's where I was going
really?
With it. Yes. I mean, it wasn't those words, but it was words. Like...
You still get it right, though. You got it right.
Yeah,
you got it right.
Sure, I did.
You got it right. We'll go to the next one. The next one is the Peruvian necktie.
Oh, MMA move.
It's an MMA move. That's correct. The next one is the banana split. Frank.
That is a porn move.
It's not a porn move. It's an MMA move.
Google that.
All right, Cassie, you're on that. The next one. The salty walrus. Somebody should buzz in if it's a 50-50.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yes, Anna.
Okay, this is when you go down on the guy's nuts and he hasn't showered for a few days. And you're like, but I really like him. But you only do it for like a couple of licks.
Is that true?
Very close. After fellatio, the woman allows the semen to drip down the sides of her mouth like a walrus.
Gross.
Oh, my God.
Like a walrus?
Hey, people do that?
I guess.
Damn it.
It's a move.
I live such a conventional life.
We only have two more left.
Oh, God.
Like a mustache? I'm supposed to have a semen mustache?
Oh.
Is that what it takes to be popular these days? Fucking A, man. This shit's fucking hard.
The next one. Just two left. Rear naked choke.
Beep, beep, MMA.
MMA move is correct. And the last one, the flying camel.
Ah, got it.
Yes, Anna, what is it?
Okay, this is when you are riding on a two-humped mammal. And you're starting to get a little bit aroused because you're in the middle of those two humps. And you're also in the desert. You haven't been laid for a long ass time.
Okay.
And, you know, it's been a tough journey. And they're, you know, the nice people that are with you are setting up a tents where they're setting up also tea and maybe some soup and all the kinds of other things that where, you know, you feel like this journey has been worth it. But at the same time, you're starting to get aroused in between your legs, between the two humps of the camel, even though it kind of smells.
And then, oh, is it an actual camel?
This is my...
where's the flying coming?
Yeah,
okay,
what are the flying
so
part?
Because
I know what
so
this
then
is.
Then a plane comes.
You do? Yeah. I'm going to ask you
a
after.
A plane comes in, and a small plane comes swooping in and says, oh, yeah, oh, by the way, this is where we take you to over to the Seychelles. And you're like, oh, yeah. Okay, so just as you're about to have an orgasm, the plane comes in and takes you to the Seychelles. Flying camel.
Wow, you made that up in your head?
Yeah.
Flying camels when you're having sex, doggy style.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And you're about to ejaculate, and you pull it out, and you spread the humps, the cheeks, and you jam it, and it's flying, and then the semen flies up into the back of your head.
Oh, my God. Yours is so much more romantic.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you were very close.
And then you hug.
You're very close.
Yeah.
So the answer is, as she's lying on her back, and you're banging her on your knees.
Oh my God, this is
you
so
very carefully move forward and prop yourself on your dick while it's still inserted in her vagina. And
very
then you,
carefully.
And then you proceed to flap your arms and let out a long shrieking howl,
yes,
much like
yes,
a flying camel.
Yes, I've done that.
Yes.
I've done that.
So you propped yourself on your dick?
Oh, I've done. Oh my God.
That's amazing.
I am, yeah. Yeah, I'm very athletic.
Just when I think you guys couldn't disappoint me more.
Yeah, very athletic.
I just want to go to the Seychelles. You guys are assholes.
Yeah.
I love you for that, but you're fucking dicks.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, what? Like, why is everything defined? Like, all these terms are like about men's things.
It's so demeaning.
It's
the worst.
To women.
To women, yes.
No. I don't mind it. We just need to figure out our own things.
Well, you like, know, there's just too many
like
things.
Like itsy-bitsy worm or like...
What's itsy-bitsy worm?
You don't say itsy-bitsy worm when you're around a naked man.
Well, this is what I'm saying is like we need to figure out like our own, as women, our own terminology.
You have some.
I don't really, but... Yeah. I should figure it out.
You know, like, you know what it is too. I don't know. I mean, after you have kids, it's like you just got to hurry up because I got kids running around my house. There's kids everywhere. I have like 30 kids. I mean, they're out banging the vents. They hear everything. I got to put my hand over my wife's mouth. And so, she's loud and the vents.
Ooh, hey, do you like a loud lover?
I don't like a quiet one. I don't know, loud, not to where it's embarrassing or drawing the neighbor's attention.
Okay, so if you, let's say you're at a wedding, and it's like a high-end Holiday Inn, but like a high-end one.
High-end right? Holiday Inn?
Yeah, but it's your friend's wedding, right? Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and you're there with your wife, mm-hmm. and you've got 2 days away, and, like, yeah. everyone's staying at the Holiday Inn, the high-end Holiday Inn, mm-hmm. and you guys are having sex, and you're next to, like, you know, probably a lot of people that you know.
We're having sex at the wedding?
Well, in your room.
Oh, in the room, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. After, oh. like, let's say it's 12:30.
Yeah, no, 12:45. She's shutting it down. There's no noise. She's okay. very aware of everything around her.
Okay. She's not drunk or no? No.
She's drunk, but she won't. She's from Massachusetts. She's very puritanical in a sense.
Ah.
She's nutso, but she's very conservative when it comes to other people knowing her business.
I see.
And I am exactly the opposite.
You like noise.
I am a mess.
You want yeah. to be like, bang, bang,
no,
bang.
I mean, yeah, I'm always like, let's stay till the end. You know, let's be the first there and stay till the end.
I like
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who knows how long this trip is going to go around right. and around. Let's have fun.
I mean, I hear you for sure. But I just want to know how loud your wife is as a lover.
She can get really, she's, wow. Yeah, loud. Yeah. No, I've had to do like.
But does it make you feel good as a man?
Whenever I do that.
When a woman. Because yeah. here's what I'm really asking. You know what I'm really asking? How loud should I be?
How loud does your husband like you to be?
I don't know.
What does he say?
He's always giving me like sort of free rein. Like, I like you that way. I like you this way.
So that's a beautiful thing. So you do what
yeah,
you...
but I don't think he's being honest.
You don't?
No. So maybe I should be... Like
you need to be whatever in that circumstance. You got to take the circumstance. Every given circumstance is different.
Right.
So if you're in the car, which I'm sure you are often, I mean, I don't know if you have sex in the car a lot, but you know, you can roll the windows up and scream your ass off. But when you're in the house and there's kids or whatever, you gotta kind of, you gotta keep it down. You gotta say, "Hey, baby, keep it down." Yeah. How's that?
That's good.
That's a character I just made up.
What's the character called?
Fonzie. Yeah. You know, I like this. I think I could do this for a living.
You're gonna have so much fun.
Yeah.
When we actually start calling people, you're gonna have so much fun.
I love this.
And I think you're gonna be really good at this.
I'm so glad.
I do. I have so much to say.
I'm so glad.
Should we try a caller right now? Should we try this out?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Can you ask them not to say anything mean though?
Oh, they won't.
They need our help.
They do?
Yeah.
All right.
We have really, really kind,
yes.
wonderful people.
Very, very, very nice people.
Okay,
so we're calling Michelle.
I should be louder though.
You should be.
Hello.
Hey, Michelle.
You there?
Hi. Hey, it's Sim and Anna is here.
Hi.
And so is Frank Grillo. His movie The Purge Election Year is coming out July
4th.
July
1st.
4th.
First.
First.
Hi,
July
4th.
Hi.
How are you
guys?
Oh, we're really good. How are you?
I am good. I was just talking to my girlfriend about The Purge. She couldn't get through it. She was, like, too nervous about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll tell her to watch it. Will you tell her I'll protect her? I'll protect her.
What's that?
I'll protect her.
Well, maybe. Michelle.
Michelle, can you hear? Can you hear Frank?
Yeah.
He might.
I could barely hear him.
Oh,
okay.
No.
All right, okay. How about now? Is that better?
Hello?
Oh.
Yep, that's
that
better.
Okay, great.
Sound loud.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
So, Michelle, Frank is going to protect you because he is the star of The Purge, and you don't want anyone else to protect you except for Frank Grillo.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Okay. I don't believe you believe it, but I get it.
But, Michelle, tell us about these work trips that are making you feel really uncomfortable.
Yes. So I was one of the first females in our smaller company to start to kind of get going on these trips with mainly this whole group of guys. And it was going really good for the past year and a half. And I was learning a lot and getting more opportunities. And we've had a new person who comes on some of the trips now, and they've just kind of taken a turn downhill. It's another female, and she is a lot of fun and always wants to have a good time. And it seems like now all of like the drinking has escalated and she's the only single girl in the group. And so now all the men in the group have been making different decisions as far as, you know, everybody just drinks more and maybe winds up in the wrong hotel room, or just they're married too. And so, you know, We have a new girl and she wants to drink and stay out. And so then we have people buying more bottles and more liquor. And then all of a sudden one guy is kind of making the decision to not have boundaries with her. And then the other guys are kind of starting to have no boundaries with random people at the bars. And I don't drink at the work events more than like a few glasses of wine, because I just can't handle getting drunk in front of my coworkers. I just, you never know what'll happen or what'll get back to the wrong person. So I've just kind of been watching all these really weird things go down, and it's kind of a boys' club. There's only two girls, and I kind of feel like if I say anything, then they're going to kind of not really advocate for me to come on the trips anymore, because I feel like they just want to do what they want to do. But I'm friends with their wives, and it's
unfair.
And
you don't want to be like a tattletale or whatever. Like,
it might affect your career and your job. And then, of course, there's the woman as well, the other woman that's on the trip as well, that you don't feel comfortable with her as either. So there's two things going on, right?
Yeah. I feel like, you know, the last trip, there's a few trips where just things went really bad and I was taking care of, you know, people who were drunk and getting them to their hotel rooms. And then I come back to a coworker staying with the girls. And the trips have kind of escalated. So, you know, one night, you know, maybe somebody got too handsy and nobody said anything. So now every trip it's like, oh, so he ended up in your hotel room. And then, you know, another married guy kissed another girl at the bar. And it just kind of seems like they're getting worse. And there's no one really to, like, reel anybody in. And I'm afraid to say I don't want to go on these trips anymore because, you know, that's my career and I'm getting an opportunity to learn, but I also don't want to go on the trips and then see all these things and then there's nothing I can do. And I think a lot of people would say, just like, turn your head, it's not your problem, but that's really hard. I'm with these people all the time and I know their families and their children, and it's just a really awkward position.
Oh boy.
This is a tough one.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So when you're out with these people and they're drinking, obviously that's after whatever work thing you're doing with them, correct?
Yeah.
So remove yourself from that. You know, it's you're never going to be able to get adults to do what the right thing might be to do in your eyes. So just kind of remove yourself, like go and do your thing. And then when it's time for them to kind of go do what they do, just remove yourself, you know, just do the famous Irish goodbye and just disappear. And
yeah.
Sim calls it ninja when I ninja
yes.
out.
Yes, Anna does it very well.
Yeah, I do it. I do it all the time. Nothing good. I always, my wife and I say nothing good happens after 11:30.
Yeah.
So go home.
Yeah. And I have, go ahead.
Oh, no, but, well, I don't think that you should feel responsible like in terms of like being anybody's it's
chaperone.
Yeah, like exactly. And other people's relationships. I totally get it though. I get that, like, if you see somebody cheating on somebody else, like, I get the impulse to be like, oh God, should I intervene? But it really isn't, it isn't your job, and it's not. And also, there's a lot of, like, fucking great movies on demand these days.
Yeah, and listen, if your career is based on you going out and partying with dudes, then that's not the place you should be anyway.
But I Yeah, sorry, go on. I don't know if I fully hear what you're saying, but I want to give you good advice, but go on.
Yeah, no, I do agree, and I've been thinking, like, because so we go and we work and then we all go out, you know, to dinner together. And then, you know, things can go left or right from there. And I have thought, like, I should leave. And I did about two trips ago. I just left and I was just getting phone call after phone call. in my hotel room to come back. And, you know, because people have been drinking at that point. And I didn't go back. And then I woke up and heard all these stories that were just as the same as everything. But I want to, yeah, I don't want to feel responsible. And I don't even want to really know what's going on. I just feel like sometimes it's even so hard to just leave the situation without people calling and bothering you and giving you a hard time. There's a group of 10 people and I'm the only one leaving. And, but I think that's probably one of my only options at this point, unless I just don't go anymore.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Tell him
because if you were my girlfriend and this was going on, I'd say, you know what you're doing, honey, after you're done dinner, you're going home. And so say, if you got a problem, call my boyfriend. He'll talk to you. I'll come down.
Yeah. And that's another thing too, because he's so supportive. And I think all the time, like, what if he was going on these trips and, you know, all of these girls were accidentally, you know, landing in everybody's hotel rooms and all this stuff was going on. I'd be super confused about that. But yeah, I think that, and he did suggest this last week that I should just probably not even go to dinner if I didn't want to be around all of the weird stuff.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Pretty smart.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think, but behave selfishly. You know, I mean, we don't give ourselves enough license to do that.
So she should not talk. I mean, so she shouldn't worry about networking and she should pretty much remove herself from the situation.
It sounds like a toxic situation. I mean, listen, we all have workplaces and that sounds like a toxic situation.
Yeah, and I think you just say like, oh, man, I'm just not feeling great. I'm going to go back up. If you guys need something, call me. But then don't answer.
Yeah, or just say to them, I got to go upstairs because I hate you guys. And I'm leaving now. Yeah, because I'm a better person.
Ninja out.
I know. I think I need to practice that because it's so different when we come back, you know, because there's no real boss on the trip. And so that's, I think, part of the reason why things kind of spiral. And I don't want to be anybody's boss. And I don't want to even know what's going on because I don't want to be put in anything weird if it comes back from the trip.
And you can't tell your actual boss either. You can't do that either. So you're kind of stuck in this.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would really want me to do that.
Right, right.
And I don't want to be in that position, but I am in a position where if something happens on the trip, you know, that gets back to the boss, I'm in charge of explaining how that happened.
No.
You have the responsibility.
Why do you have that responsibility?
When I'm in the office and I'm not traveling, I'm actually the assistant for the owner of the company.
Oh, okay.
And so then I kind of responsibility of like overseeing how the trip is functioning and everybody's work is done and I'm doing my job too.
I got you out. So I got you out. I got it. You know what you say to them? You say, listen, guys, I work for the boss. It's not cool that I sit here and watch all this. Because he's going to ask me questions, and I don't want to be in a position I have to lie. So I'm going to check out. You guys have fun. I'll be in my room. You guys have a good time, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Right. And that's great. Like, shit gets back to me, someone's going to have to, like, own up.
Right.
If shit goes wrong. That.
Yeah. Then, I think that's perfect.
I mean, you're tied into the boss, the owner. Yeah.
I like this. Yeah. I like this. It means means that you have to be, like,
it's uncomfortable. You have to get out of your comfort zone with it all.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes show me a successful person. I'll show you a person who has some enemies. You know, you can't always be like that.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What about me?
You have no enemies because you're amazing and you're beautiful and you're kind.
Go on. What do you mean?
And you're just the most special person I've ever met. Sorry, Michelle. And you're amazing. Did I say amazing twice? You're beautiful.
What was that?
You just give me compliments because he's my boss. Yeah. no, Michelle, but though I really think that I think that you have to be you have to be a leader and you kind of disappear. Don't let this shit get in your head.
Yeah.
Just don't let it get in your head.
No snakes in your brain.
Yep. Don't let whatever people are doing, don't let it fuck with your brain because.
Yeah, I think that's the part, you know, because we did have a situation where I thought somebody was going to get arrested from being too drunk in public and I ended up
just getting better and better.
But Michelle, you know what, you can't even take that on. Even go there. You can't.
So
I'm serious.
What kind of company is this, can you say without
It's investing,
so they're investing money.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And so, and I mean, like I said, none of the bosses are really, you know, they attend when they need to, but they send us. And so, yeah, I did at one point say, you guys have to get it together because I have to explain this if it would have gone sideways. And so I think that I do just need to, like,
but let me guess, these guys sell institutional investments and they make a lot of money for the owner. And so they are cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
There you have it. It's never going to change.
Yeah.
Michelle,
listen, we have to go, but I think you should take Frank and Anna's advice and just seriously try your best to kind of.
Yeah, like if you can separate yourself, if there is a situation that seems incredibly like where someone's going to get physically like violated or something, then that's when you take it to the next level. Right. Otherwise, I think just protect yourself and watch a good movie.
Right.
Call your boyfriend.
A good movie. They have Netflix now.
I love that. I got to catch up.
Yeah. Hey, Michelle, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
I think I think that Michelle could have given her maybe better advice.
I know the guys that she works with. Like, those are the guys on Wall Street. It's an old boys club, and it's never going to change. And those guys make that guy a lot of money, and they'll do whatever they want.
Right.
And it's an expense account trip.
Yeah. Totally. But she's also made out to be like the bad guy. Whatever.
She doesn't have to. Just mind your business.
Right. I think Frank's right on this.
I agree. I always agree.
We are going to call Lauren. Lauren is in Ontario. She's 29 years old.
Ontario.
Yeah.
That's in North Dakota.
It's in North Dakota. That's correct.
Hello?
Hey, Lauren. It's Sim.
Hi.
Hi. Anna is here, and so is Frank Grillo, the star of The Purge, Election Year, and tons of other movies.
And he's super hot. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Can you tell whose voice is whose?
Hi.
Pardon me?
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited. This is kind of crazy.
Hi, it's
crazy.
Frank.
Hi, how you doing? It's hi.
So, Lauren, your wedding is coming up, so congratulations on that. But you can't stand your fiancé's best friend's wife, and you do not want her at the wedding, and you don't know what to do at this point. So give us a little bit of background, and hopefully these guys can help you figure out what to do.
Yeah. I mean, I feel so terrible that I don't want her at the wedding and that I can't stand her. But so basically my fiance has three really close friends and the wedding is going to be at a really small location that's really kind of personal and intimate, 3 hours from anything. And so he invited this friend, but unfortunately, this friend married a girl a few years ago, and she's just really kind of changed him, and she's got him on a really short leash, and she doesn't allow him to go out or have, if she does, he's only allowed to have one beer, and she doesn't drink, she doesn't really like food, she's just kind of really not pleasant to be around, and so we invited him, and his first reaction was, oh, well, you know, my wife doesn't really drink, so maybe we'll just come down for the day and drive back that night. And, you know, which obviously really hurt my fiance. Like he went out of his way for their wedding. He flew back from across the country twice for their wedding. And, you know, she made him shave off his mustache because she didn't want it in his pictures. And he was happy to do that. And, you know, so all we're asking is that they kind of come out and stay over for the night and let loose and have time, and she's not really into it. So, yeah, I'm kind of at this point right now where I don't know what my role is in this situation, if I'm, like, allowed to reach out to her or reach out to him, and kind of is there any nice way of just inviting him and not inviting the wife and the kids and...
No. I gotta tell you, like, I love, I mean, I know that, like, with all weddings, with anything, like, there's always going to be those people that demand more from you than you can possibly give, and because for whatever neediness they need. But I think that you can't rescind anything, but what you can do is put it in your fiance's hands a little bit and just say, listen, baby, I'm going to support you whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do, like, this is, you know, and then just, you would just have to be really, like, quiet about and just only tell us about your feelings about her.
That's great advice. That's good advice. That's great advice.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's just kind of, I feel like I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. And at the same time, this is a super important, like, we're only inviting 40 people. So we've really, like, obviously pissed off a lot of people. And I really just, I don't want anybody there that doesn't want to be there. And so it's just kind of, I guess I'm looking at just kind of sitting and being quiet and just letting it play out and watching him be heard, or I don't know if there's like a polite way of me reaching out to her.
You sound amazing. I want to marry you. You sound amazing. I love how patient you are. I can't believe it. Most people will be having like a complete fit, and I just think you're doing incredible.
Yeah, I don't know. Weddings bring out a lot of weird crap from people, apparently.
did your fiance speak to his friend at all?
He went through a few kind of, he tried to hunt him down at his work and he dodged him at his work, and then finally he got him out for a beer, and he wasn't really receptive, and he's just like, he's a super nice guy, and he didn't have a lot of girlfriends, so this is kind of the first girl, and I think that he really genuinely cares about his family and stuff. It's just that he used to be a really fun guy. He used to like to drink, and he was a good time, and now he's on a really short leash, and it's like affecting all of his friendships, but it's really hard to kind of interject because
I think I know her.
Everyone has had the same. Everyone's been through the same thing.
Yes, and the problem is that you cannot be the enemy. You have to have an open heart.
But it's your wedding. You know, it's like your fiance has to say, hey, bro, like, here's the deal. I love you, but
if you're not
into coming, that's cool.
But that's his, like,
right?
Because she, as a woman, like, otherwise, then it looks like she's jealous.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's definitely him. He's got to step
so
up.
So I think that if it's a, like, it's kind of, I think this is a situation where you sort of, you know, bite your tongue. Like,
otherwise, it will ruin the friendship if you don't.
I just have to kind of, this is my role.
You're going to come across as so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to come across.
But it's your only, hopefully it's your only wedding. You want to make sure, I get it. And it's small. And I had a small wedding too. I remember thinking, who am I not inviting? Cause I want everybody to gel. So I get the concern, and stick it in fiance's lap.
I would just say, honey, listen, this part confuses me, but I want you to make the call on this, and I'll support your decision, and I will always, I'll be nice to your friend and his girlfriend or whomever she is. Just know that Anna Faris is not going to be nice to her.
Right, yeah. But that was great. I was like, okay, honey, I'll do it. Do whatever you want, honey.
But you know what? At what cost do we wage these battles?
Right.
And ultimately, you will be the winner if you extend generosity.
The other thing is the friend doesn't seem to kind of get it, and his pal's getting married. And he's not sacrificing anything for his pal who's getting married. So he's being kind of selfish with the Antichrist. I mean, his wife. And that's kind of not fair either. So yeah. Maybe he's not the great friend.
I mean, if my best friend called me up and said, hey, I'm getting married, like my first response would be awesome. I can't wait. Tell me when, where, like
that's
what can
normal.
I do to help?
That's called normal.
You know, not like, oh, well, you know, my so-and-so doesn't really want to go. And, you know,
that's
maybe.
Terrible.
Like,
it really is.
That would devastate me.
It really brings out. It brings out marriages, weddings brings out the worst in people.
Can I ask, is she a little jealous of you, do you think?
Oh, of course she fucking
right?
is. Yeah.
Is she a little jealous because you're fun and probably beautiful and you guys have a really cool relationship. It's more equal and open and, you know, she's got the guy in a leash and she's, that never feels good. No, you know, either end of the leash. And so you're probably more, you know, you got it going on. So, don't let her rent space in your head for free. That's an old saying that somebody told me. I don't know. And because you're getting married, you're getting married, and that's really important.
Yeah, and that's just it. I mean, I don't know. Everybody might have their own shit going on, and I don't know if I should feel responsible for it. But yeah, it's one of these things where, you know, I feel like if I don't say anything, then maybe the friendship is over. And if I do something, then maybe the friendship is over. And, you know,
maybe.
I think you let your fiance decide this. And I think you just you support like whatever the decision that's made, and it may be like, okay, this means that we're gonna have to pay $40 for her, you know, her meal, whether it's salmon or steak or whatever the fuck she chooses. But
she's
a vegetarian.
But I think that this is valuable enough to put it on without too much pressure to sort of let him make the call. And because otherwise he may resent you for making an early call and you may resent him for, you know, whatever. Like, I don't know. Weddings are just.
Put him on the phone.
Well, yeah.
Just put him on the phone. I'm going to straighten this out right now.
Don't you think?
Is he there with you, by the way?
Yeah, he's in the other room.
Do you want to get him on the phone real quick? Frank Grillo wants. Will you tell him that Frank Grillo wants to talk to him?
Oh my God!
Sure, I'll go.
Yeah, please put him on the phone.
Weddings are so hard.
Weddings are hard. I've had two of them.
Me too.
You have?
Yeah.
To the same person or two different weddings?
Two different people. <Me too. laughs> I love it. They were laughing. No, but yeah. No, their weddings are.
They're tough.
They're bring tough. Out like.
I'm divorced, but I lost so many friends from people that I didn't invite to my first.
First of all, my first wedding was an Italian wedding. It was 400 people.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow. Of which 390 I didn't know. Yeah.
Where?
In New York. It was ridiculous. It
sounds like an Indian wedding.
It was gross. Oh, it was like an Italian Viennese out. You know what that is?
Too shy.
He's too shy?
Come on. Oh,
really? Just tell him to say hi real quick.
Come on.
Frank is just going to speak. He doesn't have to say anything.
Yeah,
Frank has a few things to say to him.
They're good.
And he doesn't need to say anything.
Yeah,
they're good.
He just needs to listen.
They're good.
Things. Okay, one sec. I'll try again.
Don't pressure him. The poor guy's going through so much. He's got the wedding. His friend is a putz. I mean, what is he going to do? I feel bad for him. It's okay. Tell him it's going to be okay. It's your wedding. Don't let the guy screw up your wedding. Don't let the friend screw up your wedding.
That's true. Yeah.
Maybe he's not a friend. Friends are like clothes. You know, you want new clothes in your closet, you have to take out the old clothes first.
Do you have time? Like, I mean, right now with your life as busy as it is, can you take in new friends at this point in your life? Or do you have, are your
Me?
Friends? Yeah, you. Are your friends from back,
no,
way
I,
back?
I don't have those friends.
You don't anymore?
No, I don't have friends from school.
Really?
Nope. No, because I, you know, those are geographical friends. They're there because I was there.
Okay.
And I mean, I have a couple of friends that, you know, once in a while I'll still see and talk to, but no, my friends are all people I've chosen or chosen each other because of mutual, you know, interests and kids or whatever it is. But no,
gotcha.
I don't have.
No, he really doesn't even.
Oh, that's okay, Lauren.
Feelings.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Well, listen, will you let us know how the wedding goes? And listen, like, these are like the small things. There are definitely going to be people that at your wedding that you won't necessarily remember, even if it's a 40-person wedding.
Yeah.
But
You probably won't even remember the wedding.
but just like the choosing of battles, like just, you know, choose them wisely. And
yeah,
and whatever. If she's lame, she's miserable.
Let her be miserable.
Let her be miserable.
Hey, Lauren, thank you so much. Send me an email.
Let us know.
Let us know how it went.
I want a picture.
Thanks for talking to me, you guys.
Are you kidding?
I really appreciate your advice. And
I don't know if we gave you much, but I really, really want a picture.
Have a great wedding.
Congratulations,
I'll
Lauren.
I'll send you all the pictures.
Will you? Oh, please.
Good night.
Bye.
Night. Thank you.
So before we wrap up, so Purge election year is, I saw the last one you were in.
Yeah.
My friend Zach Guilford, I did a movie
with him. Yeah.
He's fantastic.
He's a great
and
guy.
His wife is in as well. Yeah.
She's on my TV show.
Oh, yeah. I know. She's on Kingdom.
So I got her on after we did Purge. I said, I think she's good.
Let's, oh, really? That's
that, how? Yeah. She came on.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And she's great on the show.
And Nick Jonas is also on the show.
No, he is.
I've seen the show a few times, and I got to tell you, I was really surprised by his chops.
He's gotten better. I mean, he's really wanted to become an actor, and from the first season to now, he's so good. And, you know, the kid's been in Hollywood since he's six.
It's a great show. And in fact, one of our guests previously was Jenna Dewan Tatum. Her favorite show is your show, and she talked about it on the podcast.
Are you kidding?
No.
I love her.
She's awesome.
She is awesome. They're both awesome.
Yes. Yeah. But anyway, so the Purge election year is coming out when?
July 4th weekend.
And is this like a straight sequel to the last one?
Yeah, it's a continuation. It's, you know, trying to save the world from the Purge. Yeah. It's actually really good. And it really parallels what's going on with the election, with our election, but totally coincidentally.
Really?
And even like the president and all, it's kind of eerily representative in what we see on CNN. It's really interesting. And it wasn't even called Purge Election Year. I think it was called like Purge Redemption. And then it was like, oh, this really works.
And then it made
election
sense.
Year. Yeah. So
well, that's great.
You know, I don't know. It's, who knows if anybody will see it.
I'm sure.
Tarzan is opening. Maybe
they're very popular
Tarzan.
Movies. They're going to see your movie.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
I just need a few people to go.
I don't know about the Tarzan thing.
Either does anybody else at Warner Brothers. Yeah, no, I don't either. You know what it is? Look, we've all been involved in these Marvel movies, which have just vampirized the movie business and raised expectations for every film. And, you know, it's so – when you have a movie like Tarzan, which is a $180 million film before marketing, I mean, the expectations are – and it's not a sequel. It's not Guardians or Cap or any of these movies where it's a built-in audience. That's a scary proposition. You know, my movie costs $15 million. We open at 30. I'm a hero.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My movie costs $250,000.
And so if you open at $500,000,
which movie is this?
Well, it's a horror movie where I invite people on my podcast and then I kill them all.
No. I knew it.
The reason why we could have a low budget is because it's all realistic.
Oh my God, it's a great idea. Oh God, we've helped so many people today.
Oh, you were really great.
Can I be a frequent co-host?
Do you want to do this again? We would love to have you back.
Really? Are you just saying that because I'm sitting here?
No, no. We don't.
Come on, because I get really hurt.
Here's the thing.
Because I get really self-conscious about the idea that people don't actually really like being on here. So it means a lot that you did.
You know me.
I would love to come back and, you know, we should.
Would you?
Yeah. Can I be like that? If like you're Kelly and I'm like her husband, you know, every once in a while he gets.
You're the Mark Consuelos.
Yeah, who also was on my show.
Oh, he was on your show as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, he killed himself on my show.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. He's not on the show anymore.
Okay.
So I can come on.
So, yes, of course, but I'm a naturally cheerful. I mean, I love Kelly, but, and then what, is Sim, are you Michael?
I'm Gelman.
You're Gelman. You have a great presence too, is on the mic. And Gelman is okay.
You're such a sweetheart.
I'm serious, guys. You all great. What? I see you eyeballing.
We are such fucking assholes. Yay, Devine fucking dicks. Oh, all right, all right.
So we'll see
thank
you soon.
You.
I'll expect a call. How's this work?
Yes. All right, here's to fucking dicks.
Yeah, fucking dicks.
Thank you so much.
Oh, we're the worst.